أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. Now, tonight we want to go through the wish list of Imam alayhi salam, the requests he's making after the beautiful munajat, praise and whispering to Allah. Now he puts forward his wish list. Last night we talked about what he asked about the heart and Allah, what sort of pleasures Allah should give him in his heart. Now, we go through the list as Imam alayhi salam has put it in his dua, because even the order of this list is very important. It shows what has priority. Of course, in dua, you may just put things together without any order. However, the way he starts is very interesting. And through this wish list of the Imam, you would see that he moves from dunya to akhirah, from akhirah to dunya. Once he asks about dunya, once he asks about akhirah, just telling us that both are the same thing. It's not that we should separate dunya, saying that we don't want anything in this dunya, everything in akhirah. It proves us wrong if we think in that way. Yes, there is one dunya which is a blameful dunya, and that is the dunya which drowns us in it. That's blameful. We have to blame that dunya. But there is one dunya which is our support. نِعْمَ الْعَوْنَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى الْغِنَى. Having ghina. Ghina is to be rich, to have amenities in this world. To have amenities in this world, to be rich, not in need, not to be poor, not in poverty, is a good support for taqwa. Usually our mystics have gone through this issue of dunya and akhirah as well in details. There is one very beautiful poem in Rumi's book. He says that if the water comes inside the ship, it's a calamity. It is the plight of the ship. That's the end of the ship if the water comes in. But if water doesn't come in and the ship moves underwater, that is how the ship can move. Without water, the ship cannot move. So the ship needs water to move on. However, if that water comes in, then it drowns. The same thing about dunya. We need dunya. We need to have amenities. We need to have all sorts of provisions in this life. However, if it comes inside our hearts, and then it becomes an end rather than a means, then that's dangerous. Then that's the end of us. Then it takes us far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as I said, the dua, you would see the Imam doesn't distinguish between dunya and akhirah. He asks everything for dunya, for akhirah, but a dunya which does not drown him, which does not absorb him into itself. A dunya which is a support for akhirah, we'll see that. I mean, the way he asks for dunya, the way he asks for riches, the way he seeks refuge from poverty, from need, from all these things, we would see it shows that Imam alayhi salam is actually not differentiating. And in one of the sentences that he mentions, that we will deal with that later, but just one phrase of that, one expression, he says, Allahumma atini basiratan fi dinik, until he says, wa kiflayni min rahmatik, I want a double share from your rahmah. Now this double share, kafl is share. In at the end of Surah Hadid, we have this verse that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته. All you who believe, fear God, and believe in the prophet. That means whatever prophet says, follow him. Don't say, is this revelation? Is this your own view? Or whatever this is about that time. And now about the sunnah of the prophet, of course. وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كَفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ He gives you a double share of his mercy. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ And he will provide you with a light that you can move in the light of that. You can find your way. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Now the exegetes have discussed a lot about what is this كَفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ A double share. The best explanation that I have seen is explaining this with the verse that we have in Surah Baqarah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا Give us حَسَنَا, give us good in this world and in the next world. So, because this world is just a prelude to the next world. This world is what makes the next world for us. So we have to have a wholesome life in this world as well. Although we have to be patient if things go wrong, if things are not according to what we wish. However, we have to try our best to make a nice and good society for ourselves, for our children, for Muslim community, for everyone, so that they can flourish in it and go towards Akhirah without neglecting God. That's very important. And why dunya is blamed so much in religious tradition? Because usually the dunya make people to neglect God. That is the wrong dunya. That's when the water comes inside the ship. That's the bad water, so to speak. As long as the water is a support for the ship, as Rumi says, as long as the water is support for the ship, that's what the ship needs, and that the ship needs. If the ship doesn't move on the water, it cannot move at all. If we don't have provisions in this life, we cannot move at all. So the best explanation for kiflayin min rahmatih is good share in dunya, good share in akhirah. Your blessings in dunya, your blessings in akhirah. Both of them. There's a report which says that someone was making a dua while Prophet was listening. Peace be on him. And he said, Oh my Lord, if you want to punish me, please punish me in this world. Do not leave my punishment for Akhirah. The Prophet, overhearing what he said, said, What a bad taste of dua you have. Why do you make dua like this? Say, Oh God, do not punish me in this world, do not punish me in the next world. Why you want to bring punishment upon yourself at all? Saying that if you want to punish me in this world. Why? God doesn't need to punish you. So if punishment comes, it's because of your action. Correct your actions and ask for forgiveness rather than asking for punishment. As Imam says in another of his dua, he says, Oh God, if I know that my punishment would increase one iota in your kingdom, one iota in your kingdom. If you punish me, then you become richer, you become more powerful or something. I would have asked patience for punishment. I wouldn't ask you to forgive me because I would like your kingdom to grow. But I know my punishment wouldn't increase anything in your kingdom. You are not in need of my punishment. So forgive me, please. This is a good taste of dua. Having the ability to choose right dua, right words when we ask things from God. This is very important. And this is what you see in this wish list, long wish list, towards the end of dua Abu Hamza. Now, the Imam starts like this. Allahumma inni as'aluka, O my Lord, I ask you, sabran jamila, a comely patience. Now, the strange thing is that why just at the beginning he asks for patience? What is patience? Well, of course, patience is the head of iman, head of faith, isn't it? As-sabru min al-iman kar-ra's min al-jasad. The comparison of sabr, patience, to faith is like head to the body. If the head is cut off, the body is dead. If patience is taken away from the person, the faith goes. Why patience? Because this world doesn't run usually according to our wish. Because there is someone else who's managing this with millions and billions of different wishes, attitudes, wants, and all these things, and he has to manage it according to his wisdom. So it usually doesn't run according to what we want. And if it doesn't run like that, then we have to ask for patience. This is one reason. The other reason is the very life in this world is hard for believers, because it's like a barrier between them and the Lord. And they want sooner to go to him rather than later. So they need patience. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. The dunya is the prison of mu'min and the garden of the kafir. The kuffar think that this world is the highest thing that they can achieve. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. This is the extent of their knowledge. But for mu'mineen, this world looks like a prison. Because their ambition is somewhere much higher than this, much bigger than this, much more pleasurable than this. So this is like a prison. They want to be free of this prison as soon as possible. Sabran Jamila. Sometimes these things go seriously wrong for us. Just take the example of Yaqub. My Lord, how things went wrong for Yaqub. I mean, Yaqub, when his sons asked him to take Yusuf with them for one day, to play with them as they had plotted, he said, قَالَ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ. I feel very sad if you take him even for one day. Even for one day he couldn't tolerate the distance between him and Yusuf. And then things went terribly wrong, isn't it? They said, the wolf has eaten your son. And he was not going to see his son for a long, long time. So what he said, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Your souls, your nafs has decorated for you something. I know you have plotted something. I may not be able to say it now, but I know you have plotted something. But I may not see Yusuf anymore. The man who couldn't endure one day without Yusuf, إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ. Now he says, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I will have a complete patience. Well, it's not his fault, but it happened. It happened, Shaitan came in, his brothers did that, his sons actually plotted against him. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. And I tell you, the difference between مُقَرَّبُونَ and أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ is patience. We don't have patience. Because patience has different fields, many different fields. There are things which somehow entice us. Our desires entice us. We cannot wait, we cannot have patience on our desires. Then we want to do things wrong. So that's one field of it. The worship of Allah needs patience. You have to be patient in doing certain fields, certain different fields and types of worship, and also keeping away from what is haram needs patience as well, especially if you are living in an enticing world. So Allah says, do you know why muqarrabun are muqarrabun and you are ashabul yameen, you are ordinary believers, they are brought close to me? They had two things. And do you know why I made them imams and made you ma'mumin to follow them, made them the leaders and made you to follow them? For two reasons. One. Now, this is in Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32. When Allah is talking about Ibrahim, he says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ This كُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا is in another surah. I may not remember this verse very exactly, but after that he says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً We made Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ya'qub imams. جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً لَمَّا صَبَرُوا Because they had patience. What patience they had, we don't know. Of course, one example is the patience of Ibrahim over that trial of slaughtering his son. But this was not the only case, and of course we don't know about Ishaq and Ya'qub. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا So patience is one. The second, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ They had yaqeen in our signs. They had yaqeen. Yaqeen is certainty. We don't have it. Just look into your heart. You see that yaqeen is not there. And that's why we waver. That's why we waver lots of times. So one of the best things that we can ask is, Ya Allah, give us certainty, give us yaqeen. أبرئ قلبي, as we have in this dua, أبرئ قلبي من الرياء والشك. Purify my heart from this doubt which always comes in it. If it goes away, or in Surah Anbiya, وَذْكُرْ إسماعيل واليسع وذا الكفل make a mention of إسماعيل and اليسع Joshua and ذا الكفل كل من الصابرين all of them were from صابرين from the patience so first thing the first thing Imam asks اللهم إني أسألك صبرا جميلا and if things go wrong وفرجا قريبا and a very close Very a neighboring relief, a relief which is very close. Help me with that. وَقَوْلًا صَادِقًا The other thing I ask you is honesty. قَوْلًا صَادِقًا As I said, it's very interesting. The way Imam starts to ask. صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا فَرَجًا قَرِيبًا قَوْلًا صَادِقًا Now, what is honesty? Not only honesty in, of course, in our social interactions. That's one aspect of honesty that many of us can have. That's not very difficult. There are deeper aspects of honesty that we cannot have. Now, what, for example, you say, La ilaha illallah. There is no God to be worshipped but Allah. Now, This should appear in your heart. It's not just something coming from the tongue. It should appear from, it should manifest itself in your heart. It should manifest itself in your actions. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Anyone saying, I believe in you, God. Allah says, okay, you believe in me. Let me see if you are truthful or not. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ This is at the beginning of Surah Al-Ankabut, isn't it? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Do people think that they say we believe in you, then we do not try them to see whether they are truthful or not truthful. Because as long as we are not tried, all of us can say the same thing. But وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ People of previous faiths, when they said we believe, we tested them. Look how Banu Israel were tested. And what was the outcome of that? Do you think we are not going to do the same thing with you as we did with Banu Israel? Are you different from them? Are you better from them? No. We will test you. You say, I believe, this is in terms of community and society, And individually, you say, I believe, oh God, I love you. I like to be your servant. I'm your true believer. Okay, let me see. few incidents come, and then we are tried, we are tested. So, what Imam says, I want is قولا صادقا فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا. Then Allah revealed who is an honest person, who is a dishonest person. In Surah Baqarah, there is a very beautiful verse. It says, ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب. You talk about, you see, I think we have to put this in the context. After the Qibla was changed for believers, for the believers. You see, at the beginning, the believers were praying towards the Jerusalem. That was the Qibla of Banu Israel as well. They prayed towards Jerusalem. And the Prophet prayed towards Jerusalem while he was in Mecca. At the beginning, the first year when he was in Medina, he used to pray towards Jerusalem. Then the Qibla, the command came, change your Qibla towards Mecca to somehow make this community an independent community from the previous faith, from the Jewish faith. Because everyone thought that this is a continuation of the Jewish faith. It is, but now Allah wanted to give it an independent identity to this community. He said, now turn towards Kaaba. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Now then, the Jews in Medina came and whispered to believers, what type of prophet is this? He is confused himself about the direction of his prayer. Up till now, he used to pray towards Jerusalem. Now he prays towards Kaaba. Now, a faqih question. Those prayers that you did towards Jerusalem, if they were right, what about the prayers you are doing towards Kaaba now, towards Mecca? They should be wrong. If this is right, that's wrong. So all your prayers are in vain. Now this type of discussion, a discussion grew in Medina. Grew in Medina, people were concerned. You see, just like us, we discuss all the time about the moon, what should we do about the Eid and all this. They started to discuss this issue. Now, the verse was revealed. This is very telling. لَيْسَ الْبِرُّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. You think that faith, bir here is faith. You think that faith is to turn your face towards east or west? No, this is just a community thing we are telling you. You have to follow it. This is what Prophet commands you. But do you think that whoever prays towards east is better than those who pray towards west or vice versa? No, faith is not this. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. Let me define faith for you. Faith is to believe in God, in His book, in the day of judgment, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. And because of love of God, for love of God, you give away whatever you have to orphans, to the needy, to people who are struck with poverty, and also to go for jihad, to follow the Prophet. These are elements of faith. And then at the end, the verses, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the honest, faithful people. Not those who just talk about East and West. And also I tell you, not discuss all about when is Laylatul Qadr, which night is Laylatul Qadr. It's good, we have to know, but the true faith, Allah is looking into our hearts. That's the important thing. This very famous hadith of the Prophet, peace be on him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صَلَاتِكُمْ وَلَا صَوْمَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah does not look at your salat or your fast on the day of judgment to judge you. Because salat and fast could have been done with any intention. وَلَكِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبُكُمْ. He looks into your hearts. With what honesty, with what depth, with what intention you perform them. He looks into the heart. And that's why many of us do fast, do pray. It doesn't give that effective result which for other people is there. So, The other thing I want from you is qawlan sadiqan. I want honesty. Honesty in my faith. It's honesty in faith. I want honesty in my faith. And the more honest a person is, the more rewards. And that's why I said, wa'ajran azima. I want great rewards. Now, it's very interesting. Everywhere in this dua, Imam says, I do not deserve anything. Even I do not deserve that you listen to me. Now, here he says, I want a great reward. You see, this is the difference of the heart in different situations. Now, Imam is looking at Allah's generosity. I want great reward. Ajran Azim. Ajran Azim for what? Great reward for what? Great reward for life. This life is very cumbersome, isn't it? It's very difficult. You see, all these concerns, worries, problems, patience, all these things. Give us reward. And the beautiful thing about God is that He has given us all these blessings Himself. And then He says, I give you reward if you use them. There's one very beautiful piece of dua in Sahifa Sajjadiyya, again from Imam Zainul Abidin. He says that, أنت الذي وهبتنا ثم كنت من الذين وهبت من المستقرين. Something like that. You are the one who has given us everything. And then you say, you tell us, as if we own it, give me some loan. Give me some, of course, give me some loan. We cannot give anything to Allah. He says, give it to my servants who are in need, as a loan to me. مَنْ الَّذِي يُقْرَضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. This is a bewildering sort of a statement in the Quran. Who is the one who gives a loan to Allah? A good loan. Not with interest, not to trouble people with that loan. Who is the one who gives good loan to Allah? Ya Allah, should we give you loan? You have given us everything. What is the meaning of we should give you loan? He says, okay, if you give it to this person, which is in need, to your brother, to your sister, or relatives, I take it upon myself as a loan you have given me. Now, there's a double delicacy and beauty here. First of all, the person who is in need is a substitute for Allah, isn't it? He gives, you give to him, don't think you are giving it to him, you are giving it to me. I take it from you. I take it from you. Because this servant of mine, that means Allah is so merciful, paying so much attention to a person who is in need, who says that this is my substitute. You give it to him, it's as you have given it to me. One thing. Secondly, what I have given you belongs to you. But now give some loan to me. And then if you give me loan, I give you 700 times interest. 700 times. What percentage is it? 70,000%, isn't it? 70,000% a year I'll give you. If you give me your money as a loan. Now the Imam says, you are the one who has given us. And then you say, give me a loan. This is really no one in the world would deal with another person like this when Imam is counting the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one in this world treats another person like this. And then Imam says, if anyone in this world treats someone else like this, we would say that he is an honorable person, he is a generous person. And now you are doing this to us, to everyone, you are doing this. So, wa'ajran azima. Then, this is a very ambitious dua. As'aluka Allahumma min al-khayr kull. I want all the good. Ma alimtu minhu wa ma la'alam. Whatever I know, whatever I do not know. There are many goods in this world that we know about. In our heart, in our body, in our soul, in our community, in our family, everything. We know. These are the goods that we know. But there are certain goods that we are even unaware of completely. We are absolutely negligent of those goods. So we lose out if we don't ask for them. So the Imam says, I ask you from all good, what I know about, what I do not know about. Anything that you know about is good, I ask that as well. Now here, as I said, here Imam is the hopeful Imam, is the hopeful supplicant. He's supplicating with hope. That he's seeing the generosity, he's seeing the ocean of magnanimity, and he asks, I want everything, my Lord. And then, I don't want it only for myself. You see, this seems so greedy, isn't it? But it's very beautiful when you talk to your Lord. Very beautiful. I don't want it only for myself. Ya ajwada man, ya khayra man su'al wa ajwada man ata. Or the foremost, the best of those who ever has been asked and requested, or the most generous who has ever given anything. I ask you all these for myself. As'alu a'tani soli. Give me what I ask you. For myself, fi nafsi, wa ahli, to my family, wa walidayya, to my parents, wa waldi, to my children, wa ahli ghuzanati, and those who know me, who are close to me, wa ikhwani fi, and to all believers. So, at the beginning, because now a long list is going to come, he says, whatever I'm asking you, I don't want it only for myself. I want it for everyone. I want it for all my family, for children, for community, for everyone I want it. وَأَرْغَدْ عَيْشِي and make my life rich. Wow, this is very beautiful. Make my life rich. Usually the quality of our life is very poor. Is very poor. We don't enjoy life. We don't take the reasonable benefit from our lives. We destroy our hours. We destroy our time. Now, arghat aishi, enrich my life. Now, this enrichment can be in any field, any direction, materially and physically, spiritually, in terms of my dealings with others, in terms of dignity, as Imam asked for dignity as well. I mean, all those things that some of us as believers despise because we have a wrong idea of it. Because when we get it, we use it wrongly. The Imam, when he asks, he knows that when he gets it, he uses it rightly. So, enrich my life, وَأَذْهَرْ مُرُوَّتِي, and let me manifest my manliness by the amenities that you give me. Manifest my generosity. All good qualities that you have given me, let me give me the opportunity to manifest it so that everyone can see. Of course, this would not bring me arrogance. And in one of the du'as, in Dua Makarim al-Akhlaq of Saif al-Sajjadi, Imam says that, do not raise me one degree in dignity in eyes of people. I want dignity in eyes of people, certainly. But do not raise me one level of dignity in eyes of people unless you make me to humble in myself the same degree. So the more you give me dignity in community, the more I want humility in my own heart towards you. So this would be balanced. The dignity and humility would be balanced with each other. So, وَأَرْغَدْ عَيْشِي وَأَزْهَرْ مُرُوَّتِي. Just let me summarize. أَصْلِحْ جَمِيعَ أَحْوَالِي. Rectify, correct all my affairs. Everything which is related to me, I want you to correct it. أَصْلِحْ جَمِيعَ أَحْوَالِي. And then, there's a piece of dua that we need to discuss it, inshallah, independently. And this is the peak of requests that Imam is making. And this is something that Allah has given to A'imma already, but Imam is actually generalizing to everyone that we should ask that as well. Inshallah, we'll deal with that tomorrow. But just as a prelude, he says, I want a long life with good acts. وَاجْعَلْنِ مَنْ أَطَلْتَ أُمْرَهُ وَحَسَّنْتَ أَمَلَهُ. Make me from those who have prolonged their lives and you have made their acts good. Because otherwise, they are contradictory, they are not good. In a dua in Sahih Sajjadi, Imam says, give me life as long as my life is used in your obedience. As soon as it becomes a grazing land for shaitan, please cut me off. Do not allow me to go on. So I don't want just long life. Long life is sometimes just a trouble, isn't it? I mean, when you get older and older, you are trouble for yourself, you are trouble for your family, you are trouble for, I mean, in every aspect. So just a long life is not something which we should ask. A long life which we spend nicely, which we spend nicely. So even 1 minute that we spend nicely is more valuable than a whole life that we just squander. Our problem is, I'm talking about myself, not talking about you, because there's a parable in Persian that said the kafir thinks that everyone is like him. So when I say us, I mean myself all the time. Please do not be offended. So our problem is that we squander our lives. We just, the dissipation of our life is so huge, so great. So we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce that dissipation, to reduce that squandering of our times, moments, days, hours. So make me from those whom you give a long life with good acts. Amirul Mu'minin was asked, which one is better, dunya or akhirah? This is the concern of every believer. He said, as it's reported from him, you see, we are fasting and all the time we say, the Prophet said, the Imam said, and you know, lying against Prophet and Imam would cancel the fast, isn't it? So we don't know whether what we are reporting is correct, is not correct. We always have to bring this caveat that is reported from them. Okay. Now, it's reported from Imam Ali alayhi salam that, yeah, he was asked, which one is better, dunya or akhirah? He said, I would not exchange one day of dunya with 1,000 years of akhirah. Why? Because with that one day of dunya, I can attain levels, positions, and degrees, which I never can attain with 1,000 years of akhirah. Akhirah, you cannot attain anything in akhirah. In akhirah, you just eat from whatever you have sent forward from this world. So one day of this dunya, Amirul Mu'minin says, is more precious than 1,000 years of akhirah. Provided you use it correctly, you do not just squander it. Inshallah, Allah will give us the tawfiq and success that we use our lives in what He has commanded us, which is, of course, the best for us. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.